Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. What a joy it is to read the Bible with you every single day and then to pray for you. It's such a privilege. So thank you so much for lending your ear to me for 5 minutes every day. I do hope and pray that this podcast would become a source of encouragement and light to you. I pray that it would help you to maybe see different avenues of prayer that you hadn't explored before, particularly praying scripture. And that you would just be encouraged to know that I'm just a normal person with lots of normal problems who the only thing that's different maybe is that I just sometimes go to God in prayer. And so I hope that's encouraging to you that I'm broken and I just pray and that's what happens. So anyway, that's kind of blathering on and on. Today I'm reading from Proverbs 24, verses 19 through 34 in the World English Bible. This is what it says. Don't fret yourself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the wicked, for there will be no reward to the evil man. The lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. My son, fear Yahweh and the king. Don't join those who are rebellious, for their calamity will rise suddenly. Who knows what destruction may come from them both? These are the sayings of the wise. To show partiality in judgment is not good. He who says to the wicked, you are righteous, peoples will curse him and nations will abhor him. But it will go well with those who convict the guilty, and a rich blessing will come on them. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Prepare your work outside and get your fields ready. Afterwards, build your house. Don't be a witness against your neighbor without cause. Don't deceive with your lips. Don't say, I will do to him as he has done to me. I will repay the man according to his work. I went by the field of the sluggard, by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. Behold, it was all grown over with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles, and its stone wall was broken down. Then I saw and considered well. I saw and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so your poverty will come as a robber and your want as an armed man. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I just thank you again for another day of life. I thank you that righteousness matters. I thank you that you see everything that we do and that nothing is wasted. I'm so, so grateful for that, Lord. Help us to just kind of have that ethic today of understanding that this is an important day of our lives, that our choices matter, and that we are tasked by you every single day to love those in our lives. So right now we give you the difficult people to love, and we ask that you would bend our hearts toward them. Help us to pray for those who persecute us. Help us to pray for those who hurt us. Help us to know that line between setting a boundary and walking in and loving anyway. Lord, that isn't 100% what we always do. You will lead us in unique and beautiful ways this month, and so I trust you for that. Whether we're to engage or to withdraw, your Holy Spirit knows what's best for us. Help us to trust you better. To trust that you do actually know what's best. I think so much is so silly that me, who is small and has a little pea brain compared to the vastness of your brain, thinks I know how to run my life better than you do. So please forgive me for that, Lord. I may know some stuff, but I don't know the stuff that you know, and I don't have the wisdom that you have. And so, Lord, I just bow before you today and just say, please take my life and let it be consecrated unto thee, just to quote a little bit of a song there. So Lord, we do want to honor you with our lips. We want to honor you with our lives. We want to honor you with our work. We want to honor you with our money. But a lot of the scripture today had to do with how we talk. And so Lord, we want to give an honest answer when we are supposed to. Obviously, we're always supposed to give an honest answer. And we want to convict the guilty. We want to be people of righteousness, and we want to be industrious as well. So not only will we bless people with the things that we say today by the power of your Spirit within us, we also want to do our work diligently and heartily and just realize that it matters. Our work matters and that you are in it somehow. I pray for those who are discouraged in their jobs today, because that can takes up such a big portion of our lives. And if that is a low spot, then it's very hard to stay joyful. And so, Lord, teach us and show us ways that we can serve in our jobs, even when they're not ideal, Help us to represent you well in our places of employment. And thank you for providing for us through that. And I pray for those who need a job today that you would provide one in the next week through some breakthroughs. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you're listening from somewhere around the world, I would love to hear from you. You can email me at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know how you heard about the podcast and where you're listening from. I would so appreciate hearing from you.